bet you're going fishing all the time. Keep it going.
Oh, yeah, it's that time. Leaf is here. It's time for a fishing report. How you doing, Leaf?
I am not doing too shabby. How about you, Deputy Dizzle Dazzle?
Well, you know, this time of year, it's every season has its own reasons, like, oh, man, there's a lot to do.
Yeah.
But fall's one of them, I tell you.
Oh, man, I know. It's like we're almost like Alaskans here in that we're getting ready to settle in for a long, dark winter.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as long, maybe not quite as cold and everything.
Something similar, though.
But, man, so similar. Yeah, don't our lives just change? We go into hibernation mode practically.
Yeah, and we had the time change the other day.
You mean yesterday with the longest day in the world?
I can't figure out what's going on.
I hate that first day.
I know.
So much.
It's a little bit like jet lag. It takes a few days to get used to
it. My wife and I, we were looking at the clock like, can we put these kids down yet? What is going on?
Let's see. Now, yesterday it would have been 7 and now it's 8.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, but anyway, fishing.
On to the positive news.
Yes. What's going on?
Well, what's been going on? I've been hanging out, just doing some lake fishing, catching some astoundingly large fish.
Really?
Having a really great time, getting some good reports from other lakes around. You know, those ones that we're usually, or at least one of the ones we're looking to talk about at this time of the year in Omak Lake. Had a pretty good report from a friend of mine over there. And they said they had a good time. And then a few more reports of folks just having a quick trip in there, but getting into fish. So
cool.
Sounds like they're doing pretty good over there. Haven't heard anything really from Rufus Woods yet.
I was wondering about them.
Yeah, that's usually the other one we're talking about this time of the year. But I'm thinking either Sarah and I, like I was telling you before we got on here, we're thinking about hitting the Skagit Basin this week. If we can do a little cast and pick again, if we can. If I don't get over that pass, then the next place I will go would probably be over to Rufus Woods. Go check it out. See what's going on. So
be kind of nice to get over to. I mean, you've never been over to the Skagit so many times as this year, have you?
Not really. No. I mean, this has really been, you know, more and more over the last 3 or 4 years. Yeah. But this has definitely been the year where I've spent more time over there and just kind of had my tentacles over there, seeing what's going on. Sounds like they upped the coho limit right there before the end of the season. So obviously there was that last push of fish that came in there that I thought would come in with that rain. Graham's been over there doing some work, and you know, it's just been it's been really cool to be able to check that out and to try to, you know, for anybody, I think once they've reached a certain level with what they know, I mean, I'm by no means bored with what we do here, but it's kind of nice to take on a little bit more knowledge,
and
try to learn some new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It really starts too, even before that, with research, with looking at what that particular body of water looks like, trying to figure out what to expect. And then, yeah, taking from that toolbox of familiar tools to try to make the most of that.
Well, I hope you get over there. That'll be fun for
you. Yeah. But, you know, usually for us, what is it? We hope that we can have some folks, some family members maybe make it over that pass for Thanksgiving, but most of the time doesn't quite happen like that because we have to share our snow removal equipment with Stevens Pass, and they're more the corridor for folks.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I got some, you know, I got to sit down and talk with, at least on the phone, with Ryan Fortier, our I guess not so new regional biologist here now. He's really starting to kind of get the feel of what's going on, and that's nice. I really like to be able to kind of work at least unofficially with him because I spent a lot of time working with Mr. Jadiff, our last regional biologist, and kind of just trying to help him, you know, with a little bit of shortcut into what the heck has been going on with these lakes, at least in my knowledge, in the last however long, and make sure that we make the most of what we had been learning in the end there on conditions. And got some just hopefully some really exciting stuff coming up. Don't really want to talk too much about it before it's official, but looking at just trying to get more fishing opportunities going out there for folks. And also had the opportunity to talk to him about whitefish. That's always one that I'm just seriously hoping for. It gives me another reason to wake up every day when there's something to fish for on this river. Sounds like no problem. We'll be opening for that on December 1st. And I imagine it'll be a similar season to last, where it'll be open above the twisp, so that we're really making sure that we're not targeting the steelhead that are in the lower part of the system for the most part.
Okay, yeah, let's look forward to that whitefish season. I haven't been whitefishing for a long time myself, so.
And how? Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be something fun.
Yeah, it's a really good time. So, you know, that's pretty much what's been going on and what's going to go on for me, you know, checking out Omak Lake, checking out Rufus. There are a bunch of other year-round lakes. I would just encourage you to check those out. Patterson. Another one I guess I was interested in is this one, Summit Lake on the top of, well, just over the top of Dissatel. That's another on the reservation, on the Colville reservation. Oh. So you need their license. But before that thing freezes up, you know, it's always a good shot. That and McGinnis both have just incredible brook trout fishing. It's just a brook trout centric fishery, all focused on them. And you can get some real bricks. So if you don't make it in there before it freezes over, keep that on your radar written down for the spring.
Yeah.
It's a great place.
And let Leaf know if you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I'm always looking to collect those, you know, any info that's going on out there, know that you can save your fellow fishermen some hours and show them a better time. That's what I'm always trying to do here too, because nobody likes getting out there wishing for a great time and then just kind of getting skunked or hearing that, oh, you should have been here last week thing. But so, you know, if you want to avoid that, a good idea would be to book a trip with me and maybe even get some info before that from the guys at North 40, the folks that are good enough to sponsor this here, Fishing Report. And they'll always get you in the know, especially about stuff over there on the reservation, the Colville. Like I say, they're very familiar with the Okanagan stuff, and for that matter, the Colville as well. So they might even be able to help you out a little bit more. And it's that time of the year where it might be a good idea to get your loved one a gift certificate for Metau Fishing Adventures, because I can do that too for you. So they can look forward to their trip, like I say, in the spring or any old time with me. So if you'd like to check that out or the podcast, check me out at flyfishersproshop.com. And you can get a hold of me the old-fashioned way at 509-429-7298. You can check, you can drop me a line at metaufishingadventures@gmail.com. And you all can take care of one another. And have a happy late fall. Get that fish right on, baby.